Boosac Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Boosac Gamers Podcast number 150 and the third episode of Doug's Hell on Earth game, Fallout Louisville. We decided against an anniversary episode in favor of just some straight gaming. Hopefully our loyal listeners were able to find this episode. It's been a lot of work getting the new site up and running, even with its awful current look. I promise I'm going to work on that as soon as I get a little more familiar with WordPress. Anyways, back to gaming. In this episode, the crew tries to flee the vault, even though the establishment doesn't want us to. There's a missing father, a crying girl, a dying administrator, the outside, and a presidential robot. Comments, critique, and general feedback, and any suggestions for the new webpage can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, on Stitcher, and on iTunes. And hey, leave a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show.
Where were we?
Oh, wait.
I'm Roy.
I'm Hobie.
I'm Chuck.
I'm Doug, trying to keep this game in order.
Last time I checked, I was Chuck. That's what my underwear says.
There's been an update.
Oh, darn.
When last we met in game number one, it was Scott's 10th birthday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Scott. You guys were at his birthday party in the mess hall. The overseer was there and gave him his pit boy. The sweet old lunch lady gave him a sweet roll. Crotchety old Mr. Barker put his thumb in it so he could have a taste.
He was good.
He was just all about the sweet roll.
Yeah. Right. Jonas tried to repair the food bot and it destroyed the cake. Once the tunnel snakes figured out that they weren't going to get cake,
those bad kids from the vault.
Kids from the vault. They stole the sweet roll and Butch shoved it all in his mouth, which started a little quarrel between Butch and Dan. Vic jumped in and knifed Paul Jr.
It's possible I have anger management issues.
A few, yeah. The fuzz moved in and broke up the fight. Vic and Dan went to jail.
I was innocent. It was the robot.
They didn't put the robot in jail, did they?
Oh, actually, Vic and Mr. Barker went to jail.
Yes.
Right. And Dan and Bytor and Scott took a tour of the works for the vault. They did a little shooting. They got some repair lessons. They found a rad roach and killed it. Scott went back to the brig to tell Butch that he forgave him, and Butch kind of was really rude to him. That night, Scott was woken up by his friend, Amata, who is the overseer's daughter.
And cute.
And cute. Yeah, she's kind of cute. Amata told Scott that his dad had fled the vault, and that the overseer had ordered a lockdown of the vault to make sure nobody else leaves. Scott decided he was going to go go to the brig and let out Vic and Mr. Barker, because he was there. Along the way, he ran into Dan and Bytor, and they made it to the armory. You find out the tunnel snakes had already been released. You find out a little bit about Mr. Henry's escape. They decided to go back to Scott's room and look for clues. Along the way, they got attacked by a swarm of rad roaches. One of the security guys, Kendall, came in to stop them, but ended up fighting the roaches. You guys went into Scott's room. You did a search. You noticed the keys were missing. Dan found the science snow globe. You decided to go down to the works. Kendall's body was lying there, half-eaten and burned to a crisp. Down in the works, you found Jonas dead. You searched his body. You found a note that read, "My son, I'm sorry I had to leave like this, but I need to finish what your mom and I started. Please don't try to follow me. Stay in the safety of the vault. Love, Dad." You went through and grabbed some supplies. You went to the exit room for the vault. The exit room has a giant vault-like door, hence why it's called the vault, which is currently closed. Amata is crying in the corner. And that's where we start today.
What's
Amata?
So we're standing at the door.
You are in the vault room. The vault room is, or the door room, there's a giant, piston that is used to close the vault door and keep it locked or pull back to open the vault door. There's a control panel there to open and close the vault. The control panel needs a key, which is currently not in the control panel.
Do we have the key?
Ahmad is sitting there crying in the corner. There's maybe some racks in the room for, like, all-weather gear, raincoats, boots, like decontamination gear, that kind of stuff.
Powered combat armor?
Yeah, no, not yet.
So was the last time we saw Amada, she was talking to her father, the overseer.
The last time you saw Amada, she was leading you to the brig so you could get your friends. And next door to the brig is the overseer's quarters. And the overseer's office, and then through the office is his quarters. Her dad was in the office. She dropped the keys to the office, or to the brig, and went in to distract her dad.
And we haven't seen her. Now
and
we've seen her
here. He started yelling at her about, you know, being out, and, you know, you have to stay in bed, and blah, blah, blah. You went in, freed everybody else, and you came back through. The door was closed. You couldn't see her. You couldn't hear her. You kind of figured that they were inside, but you didn't know where she was.
So I'll go over to Amada. What happened?
Oh, it's horrible. Everybody's fighting. The tunnel snakes, Butch, they're all fighting. They're all fighting. Everybody. My dad's so upset. I've never seen him so mad.
Did he say anything about why this happened?
He said it was all Scott's dad's fault.
Hey, what? Yeah, that's not true. That can't be
that
true.
That can't be. That's not right.
Scott, you gotta go. I've never seen my dad so mad.
What do you mean, go?
You have to leave. He's looking for you guys.
Well, I gotta find my dad, so...
Why is he looking for us?
He's looking for Scott.
Oh.
We gotta get out of here.
Well, you have to get out of here, boy.
Well, we do what? What? We're going out?
I will start grabbing some gear, like a overcoat kind of thing, boots,
okay.
Whatever.
You can find whatever you want.
All right, I'll start suiting up with some protective gear, and if there's anything else there that might help, I'll grab that too. Any Geiger counters, anything like that?
The Geiger counter's built into your Pip-Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You find, like, really heavy, you know, like X-Files, radiation gear, the suits with the glass face mount in it, you know, thick boots, overcoat, the whole works. It's all lined out in racks.
Okay, with my radiation knowledge, would I know what would be the best thing for us to, if we're going to go out, what I would tell him, hey.
That's the suit. That one.
Would I be able to do that?
Sure. Yeah, there's like some riot gear in there, which you realize isn't going to do any good against radiation. And then there are actual radiation suits, and, you know, like some raincoat slicker kind of stuff.
All right, listen, mascot, if you're going to go, those are the ones you need to put on. Dan, Vic.
I'll start grabbing and putting them on.
You guys going?
Okay.
I'm with Scott.
All right, I point out the other ones. I'll go to the control center. Amada, we need a key. Do you have any idea where the key is?
I stole the key. I brought it.
Can I have it?
She holds up the key on a keychain.
Okay. What's going to happen if your dad finds out you gave us the key?
She says, I don't know. He's probably going to be really mad. And about that time, the overseer and two guards come through the door. And he goes, yes, I will be really mad.
Done.
Done.
Done. And that is the end of episode 2.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week.
I grab the key from her.
The overseer says, what do you think you're doing?
I'll grab the key from her, ignore him.
Okay.
I'm standing next to the control panel.
She's kind of in the corner, but the control panel's... The overseer is in the door, so there's nothing between you and the control panel.
I'll grab the key, go to the control panel.
Except your arthritic hip.
I'll... mosey over, dragging my bum leg with me, and put the key in, and start the process to open the door.
Okay, so you put the key in, you turn the key, the panel lights up, and there's a open button and a close button, and some gauges that indicate door pressure, door close state, the hydraulic fluid levels in the RAM, you know. But it seems pretty obvious to you how to operate the door.
Okay.
So I guess this is like an NBC environmental protection suit.
Sounds good.
Is there a...
And as you reach for the control button, as you turn the key, the overseer says, stop him. And the two guards step forward. Okay. Does anybody have any edges that give them better cards?
No.
Okay. Jeff, three diamonds.
You suck.
Roy.
I'm just a kid.
Nine of clubs. Hobie, nine of spades. Chuck, two of diamonds.
Damn.
Them, seven of clubs. So, Hobie's first.
Door's not open.
Where's the girl?
She's crying in the corner.
Step over to her with my crossbow and say nobody needs her.
Okay. That's a bold opening move.
Remember, I stabbed a guy over a cinnamon roll.
You did knife a kid over a cinnamon roll. Yes.
It wasn't even mine.
Wow.
And you need to say, hi, Eric. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Eric. This is introducing myself.
And I'm Eric.
That's me.
This is what you get for showing up late.
I'm next. I will pull my coat out. And step to the side. I won't point it at anybody, but I will have it ready. And I will step off to the side, away from kind of both groups of the group I'm with you all.
Okay.
Kind of against the wall.
So.
Kind of like, wait, hold on.
You're moving towards the exit door or away from the exit door?
The vault exit, the big vault exit door?
Yeah.
Heading toward it.
Okay. Okay. So you're dragging the suit in one hand.
Yeah.
Gun in the other hand.
I might
stand near the door. Okay. Roy.
I pull my gun and point at Vic.
Oh! A little conflict
there. She's a little girl, man.
Yeah.
She's a little girl.
Don't do it, man.
On the seven of clubs.
The overseer says, I can't let you leave. But I can promise you, if you hurt my daughter, you won't see tomorrow. Put down the crossbow. Come with us. And the two goons, Paul Hammond Sr. and another nameless security guard, take a couple steps forward. Scott?
I will move between Amada and Vic.
Okay.
And I'll put my hands up and say, don't shoot her, Vic. She didn't do anything. She's just trying to help us.
Okay.
Please, Vic, don't shoot her.
You plead to Vic.
Yeah, shoot them.
Do you actually say shoot them?
No, I don't. I'm a pacifist. I got my hands up as I don't. But I put myself directly between Vic and Amada.
Mr. Barker.
All right, I want to, because they haven't told me not to open the door. I want to open the door, but I want to, opening the door is pushing the open button.
Sure.
I want to be able to open the door, and then I want to be able to do something to disable it so that it's going to take them a while to reset it, recalibrate it, so it's not a matter of them just walking over and hitting the close button, breaking the key off, smashing one of the gauges. Okay. What do I need to make a roll, or is that something I can do?
You're going to wait till it's open, right?
Well, right. I mean, opening it, and then I don't want them to be able to close it.
Okay. You hit the button. Claxton goes off. Spotlights start twirling. Yellow caution lights start twirling. You hear the ram engage. The pressure gauges start going up. The door starts slowly retracting open. Make a repair roll to disable the close button.
Seven.
No problem. You manage to take a knife out of your pocket and you pop the close key right out of the keypad, right out of the control panel.
Okay.
So now the close button's going to have to be rewired before it's going to work.
Okay. And I will turn to the overseer and I'll say, I know Scott. We have to go get him.
Henry. He's Scott.
Sorry. I know Henry. We have to go get him.
Okay. Jeff. Eight of clubs. Roy. Five of diamonds. Hobie. Seven of diamonds. Eric. Six of diamonds. Chuck. King of spades.
Ooh.
Joker for the bad guy. The overseer moves over to shove you down out of the way of the control panel.
Ooh.
Pushing down.
My hip! Yeah, you might break your hip.
Pushing down an old man. Is that opposed?
Yeah. Make an agility roll.
Ooh. Seven.
Seven. Beat a seven.
Ooh. Oh!
Five.
Five, okay. He shoves you to the ground. You crazy old man, get away from that panel.
I've fallen and I can't get up!
He's been waiting 2 weeks to say that.
Yeah.
I actually took notes.
Things my dad says?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do goons do?
The goon.
Oh, they got plus two. I mean, well, you.
Oh, yeah, he would have plus two. You're throwing you
are
down.
Are you putting them all together? Is he a wild card?
He's a wild card.
So you give him the plus two and the goons. Because you either give the.
Yeah,
who's them one, is it?
Oh, the goon's got the other choker. Oh.
Ooh, can we get a Betty?
No.
Now we know what he meant when he said fix the joker.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm glad you fixed the deck.
You cut the deck.
Oh, is that what I smell?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, but you dealt Eric and then me and then you went back to them like you knew where the joker was.
Yeah, I knew.
You did. You count cards.
I did. Paul will move over to, he pulls his club, and he moves over to Vic, and he says, Vic, put down the crossbow. And the other one, pulls his club and moves over to Dan and says, put down the gun! Drop it! Now! It's your only warning. And that's them.
I just want to point out that a guy with a club just told you to drop your gun.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not happening. So they don't attack with their jokers?
Not yet.
Shut up.
Chuck, on to King of Spades.
I will.
Are you on grip
for me? Chuck was successful at getting the door started to open, and he broke off the key.
Right.
Door's opening up.
And the door won't close. Okay. Well,
how long does it take the door to open? It's a big door.
It's a big... To open all the way, it's probably going to take it a couple minutes. To open far enough for you guys to squeeze out, probably a round or two.
Okay. So you'll let us know it's open enough.
Right. Right now, it's just starting to open.
So where is the overseer's attention?
He's looking at the control panel. He shoved you out of the way, and he's trying to fix the control panel. Or he's trying to figure out what you did to the control panel.
Still got my knife in my hand?
Sure.
I stab him in the back of the leg.
Okay!
Oh. Go, man.
Where you little...
You stomp! I can't believe you hit me.
Teach you some respect for your elders.
Okay, so what do I roll here? A four and a six?
What you fighting?
Yeah, that'd be a four.
All right, you roll a four and a six.
That would be a two.
Okay. You slash at him.
And it's a minus because he's prone.
Yeah. You slash at him with the knife, but he's just... your vision's not really great. He's just out of
my reach. Vision's fine. My hearing is shot.
Oh, okay. What? Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I haven't shaved my hair out for a while.
Yeah.
Things make nest in it.
It's not the hair, it's the wax. Yeah. So you slash at him and miss. Scott.
I want to hold my action.
Okay. Vic.
I say, I wasn't really going to hurt the little girl.
Well, you tipped your hand there.
Dumbasses. And,
hey, come on.
I'm going to aim at the overseer.
Okay.
Plus two.
Everybody doing a whole lot of aiming and...
I didn't.
No, you attacked. That was right.
I attacked.
Bite door. Six of diamonds.
Somebody shoot somebody. Look, we're not coming back. We might as well go out with glory.
Bite door, you can get kind of a whiff of the air coming through the door, and it smells so sweet and clean and fresh. It smells nice.
I will point my gun at, you said a guard, went to...
There's one on Vic and one on Dan.
Dan. Okay.
Yeah.
I will point my gun toward the one on Dan.
Head of security's on Vic.
Right.
Other guards on Dan.
And there is a second guard somewhere, right? You said two guards?
No. Yeah, there's two guards and the overseer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I will tell him to back off. We don't need any blood drawn. Everybody just take it easy.
Okay.
I will not shoot. I'll just pull.
So you can aim?
I am aiming, yes.
All right, so he's plus two on your next shot.
Worst fight ever.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to shoot them. They didn't do anything.
Okay. I'm going to run out the door.
These guards.
You know, I'm a mean old man. I'll stab you for fun.
These guards have saved us, saved me from the snakes.
Hold on, guys. Too much over talking. Jeff, what are you going to do?
I was going to run out the door, but it's not open wide enough yet.
Okay.
Can I squeeze out? Can I make an agility roll to get out?
You could squeeze through next round. These guys couldn't get through next round.
Yeah, but I'm 10.
I know. You could squeeze through next round.
I'm a little skinny nothing of a kid, so. Okay. All right.
You're going to run up right next to the door if you're going to go ahead and go?
I will tell Amada, I'll take my action.
Okay.
I will whisper to Herbert, say, grab a suit and come with us.
Okay. Dan, what are you going to do?
I'm going to shoot this idiot that's trying to threaten me with a club.
You shoot the guard. All right.
Here we go.
Oh, there's a six. That's not.
It's a two or three or something.
Yeah, it's a three.
There that goes. Would be a nine.
That's a hit.
Is he adjacent?
Yeah, he's right next to me. If he's got
okay, hit with a raise. Sure.
What's it there? Is it like five? Probably five.
Five, six.
Okay. Yeah, so it's still low.
But no, he's got to hit a four, so.
No, he's standing next to him.
No, next to him.
Parry.
Yeah.
He's standing next to him.
Oh.
That's why I asked.
Oh, okay.
But his parry's typically like
five, six.
There's 11. Oh, bounce off six. 13.
13.
Oh, come on, he's a mook. I put it right
in
his eye.
You dropped the guard. You dropped the guard.
Like yay!
Like way a bad go, habit.
Way to go.
And I put my aim on, Amada's dad.
The overseer.
You point the gun at the overseer.
I point my, not aiming, not, so I'm not doing another action. I'm just gonna point at him.
Okay.
I don't wanna do this.
Don't make me.
You're next.
I don't wanna do this.
I'm sensitive.
Sorry.
Scott, 10 of hearts.
Alright.
And 5 of clubs.
Oh, Jesus.
Spades, 5 of spades. Vic, 7 of diamonds. Chuck, 2 of hearts.
Damn.
Eric, 2 of clubs. Sorry. Spades. Overseer, 6 of hearts. Paul Hammond Sr., 8 of clubs.
10 of hearts. Scott will.
The door's open wide enough now. You could get through. Nobody else could, but right now you could get through.
I run through.
Okay.
I run outside.
You run outside. I say, just close the door behind me. I'm going to find my dad. You squeeze through the door. Nobody else is going to get hurt on my account. And the tunnel's kind of twilightish. Like, you can see it's kind of a long tunnel. And once you go through the door, you can see it's a natural cave kind of opening. And it's probably a good... uphill just a little bit, probably a good 20 feet to the opening. Scattered around the door, you see, two or three skeletons. Entire human skeletons. Bigger than you. Next to the skeletons on the ground, you see, like protest signs. Sign on a stick. And one says, let us in. And the other one says, you're all selfish. And the other one you can't read anymore because
no more nukes.
It's old and faded.
A little late.
Yeah. You get through the door and you start scurrying up the hill. Paul goes next. So Paul takes the club and he tries to whack Vic in the head with it.
Unless he succeeds.
Oh, and he misses. Bat goes right past your head. Hobie.
I'm going to shoot the overseer. That was my aim last time. Plus two.
Yes. Okay.
7.
Hits.
Ooh. Oh, both of them.
Ooh. It's 22 points damage.
Ooh. Off in the head.
Ooh. Ooh. Cool.
That's one. Okay, burning one, Benny, to reroll.
Ooh, oh, two sixes.
On who? He did 21, 22.
10.
22 damage to the overseer. And so he gets 10. Wow. That's two wounds.
Two wounds. So let's see, you did 22?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So 22 is, 5.
5.
He's at minus 3. He's barely on his feet.
Okay.
Stick there.
We'll stay there. He looks really bad.
I should hope so.
Now this is, what's your face's dad?
Now wait a minute.
Amada's dad, yes.
You don't get a bonus on damage, do you, when you aim? It's just a hit.
Plus two hit.
Okay. Because
it was plus two, he'd be down.
He'd be dead. He'd be dead, Dick.
Killed him on his dad. Oh, he's a minus three. Boy, you...
Mine's going to be...
He's at a minus
Nash
three.
Nash's not going to come with us.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right. He tries to unshake.
Let's see if he's... Minus three.
Okay. He's standing at the console, laying on it heavy, hand over the bullet hole, sucking some wind.
Bolt.
Arrow.
Bolt
arrow
hole.
Through the head.
Yeah.
Through the neck.
He's got it. He's got his hand around the bolt. Oh. Dan, you're
neck.
Up. Oh.
Yeah,
I shoot the overseer.
Oh.
Finish him off.
It's an eight. Eight on an eight. Oh, 10.
Hit with a raise.
Oh, no.
8 damage. Oh, is it a bonus on there?
Nope. 8. Okay.
Don't you get to roll another D6? You got a raise.
Oh.
Raise, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, the overseer's dead.
Okay.
10.
Okay, overseer drops.
In front of his daughter. We killed him.
Make
daughter.
A nose roll.
Oh.
Is he already
who makes a nose roll?
Sure.
Yes, he hears
a modest...
to a
little... Oh, okay. It's
he
not something inside.
He hears
right.
a modest...
I was only trying to win.
Notices the catch-all for seeing and hearing and...
Who makes the nose roll?
I do.
Scott.
6.
You can hear Amada yell out, Daddy, no! Okay. Chuck, Mr. Barker going to do?
Pesty kids, you killed him before I could. Do I know if Amada has any other family?
Just the overseer. Yes, you know. Just the overseer.
And now, no, the answer is no, she doesn't.
Mm-hmm. So, no, she's an orphan now.
Well, he doesn't have to be dead. He could just be incapacitated. He's got to make a bigger role to survive.
Yeah.
But he's dead, right?
She's quickly becoming an orphan here.
I will, I guess I'll stand up.
Okay.
I guess, she was close to me.
His leg.
No. Amada's in the corner. He's
right.
standing.
I stand up and I move to Amada.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I will try to console Amada. Because what I want to do is pick her up.
Okay.
She's 10, dude, you perv. So are you.
Run, Jeff, run.
Yeah, that's
only 55 minutes. Only 55 minutes of the first bookery reference.
The views expressed by Chuck in this podcast are not shared by anyone else.
Anyone else on the planet.
Let me tell you the joke that Jeff told before. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you stand up, you move to Amada, you try to console her.
Right.
Okay, Baitor, what are you doing?
I tell the Paul, the guard Paul,
yep.
Just get out of here before these nutsos hurt you too. And I start heading toward the door as it's opening up more.
Okay. Scott, Queen of Clubs.
For Roy.
Roy.
Playing Dan.
Hobie, King of Diamonds. Vic, Mr. Barker, 10 of Clubs. Vitor, 3 of Clubs. And Paul, 7 of Hearts.
Vic.
Vic, you're up.
I'm going to shoot Paul.
Going to shoot him.
He's going to finish what he started.
Vic's becoming my favorite.
Vic is decisive.
That'd be a miss.
I move my gun to Paul and say, Paul, you don't want this. Go.
Intimidation.
That's opposed by his,
spirit.
Spirit? Okay.
Yeah. Ugh. 3.
3. He gets a 2.
neither one of you did.
He's got a crazy look in his eyes now.
I will attempt to pick Amada up.
Okay.
And, I'll move to the door.
Okay.
Can he roll to attempt that?
Yeah, when you try to pick her up, she didn't want to go, so she's going to fight you.
Okay.
So, post-strength rolls.
If she goes to fight me,
mm-hmm.
I'll stop. I mean, I'm going to force her. I'll be like, are you going to be safe here?
Okay.
Now that you can't shut the door.
Yeah.
Right. You can't, door won't shut. Are you going to be safe here? Come with us.
With the snakes back in there.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to drag her, but if I go to pick her up and she fights me, I'll stop and explain.
Okay. Paul, he drops the baton, he draws his gun, and he takes a shot at Dan.
Minus two.
Oh! Rolls a 1.
Does he shoot Amada?
No, he doesn't shoot him out of it. Although you can see a little piece of his gun fall off. He breaks the stock on it somehow.
The magazine.
Son of a.
He's like Danny DeVito.
Bytor on a three. What are you going to do?
Get shorty.
It's open far enough you could squeeze through.
Yes, but unfortunately, I gave him the chance to go and he shot at Dan. So
yep.
I'm going to aim and shoot.
Okay.
Paul.
You're going to shoot. Aim's a.
Yeah. I'm not aiming.
If you aim and shoot, there's no
right.
benefit.
Five and a six. And an 11.
Okay, let's hit with a raise.
14.
Okay, Dan drops. Scott, who's outside?
There you go, Dan. Dan drops?
Paul
drops.
Paul drops, sorry.
Can I tell the difference between worried about Dad as opposed to no
scared
Dad?
Scared of us?
Yeah, something else. I don't know. No, Dad, don't do that kind of. I mean, I don't intuit that, do I? Or do I?
You can hear the fear and the horror in her voice. How's that? You know something bad happened.
I will run back down.
Okay.
And if I can get to, if I go in and see her father laying there, I will go over and try and do a heel check on him as fast as I can.
Okay. Well, you get inside the door. How's that? You get back down, you're dragging yourself.
I will run back down.
Okay.
And then take the heel check at a minus two.
Okay.
At a minus two. All right. I will run over and attempt to heal her father at a minus two.
I got a six. Well, it's supposed to be like this. Don't dial me now.
Come on. A 10. So I got a 6.
Okay. You managed to bandage him with ripping up his shirt and tying off the wounds, and he's still breathing.
Amata, you guys are animals.
Amata breaks out in tears and runs out of the room, back into the vault. Door opens wide enough now that you guys can walk through easy.
Yeah, but do we know where we're going? Do you have any idea? We're going for your dad. Do you have any idea?
We're going to track him when we get
no
out
there. And no.
See, no, I know he's not in this building.
Is there a way to check the guy you just healed and his Pip-Boy to see if he has any information about outside?
Yeah, does Paul Sr. Y'all might want to grab the extra guns that are there,
does
by the
Paul
way.
Does Paul Sr.'s Pip-Boy do the same thing ours does?
Sure, it's all the same.
That'll put me more than twice.
So Paul Sr.'s head of security can't track the other ones?
Correct.
Okay.
What did the Geiger counter show at the door?
When the door was closed, your Geiger counter is registered 0. When the door opens up, you get just a faint bit of background radiation.
They've been basically lying to us all along.
Normal.
Smell the sweet spring.
Amato, bring help for her father. We gotta go.
I almost got.
So you guys leave.
Yeah, before more people show up.
Is there the two guards?
I get my bolts back.
Is there any way to, even if I have to break the band, is there any way to get their pit boys off of them?
No, they clamp down around your arm. It's like their permanent locked down on your arm.
Right, but I mean, is there any way to get them off?
You can cut off the arm. I see where you're trying to go here. The pit boys have a mapping function on it. So you guys spend all your life inside the vault. It's always on just the local map of the vault.
Right.
You can spend a minute, make a smarts roll. Whose pit boy do you want to look at first?
The main guy.
I will look the overseers first.
Okay. Make a smarts roll.
Can I help you with that? Can I add a help?
Sure, you can.
Sure.
So I got a 12.
Okay. You look at his, and you can see, on yours, if you zoomed out of the map, you would just have a point for the vault and no other reference points around it anywhere. On the overseers, when you zoom out, you see a point for the vault and you see a second point maybe a mile away and it's labeled Megaton.
If I zoom in on Megaton, is there anything
cool,
there? Is it just a point?
It's just a point.
Is there a way to copy that into
yeah, can I somehow note that on my pit boy? Is there a way to mark the coordinates?
Sure. You can copy the point off his onto yours.
Okay, I'll
bump him.
Yeah. Back to back. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
There's a feature to share map coordinates. Sure.
Okay, I'll take his map coordinates.
Okay.
Can you jailbreak his Pip-Boy?
No.
His Pip-Boy's already jailbroken.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys leave the vault?
I grab a pack and suit up and go.
Okay, at this point, the vault door is almost all the way open.
Go ahead and suit up with this radiation suit.
Okay.
In here? Yep.
20 pounds, mark it down.
Yep, I'll write it down.
You guys, you walk out of the vault. Door's wide open now. You see three skeletons on the ground.
That's weird.
Adult skeletons.
That's weird.
Mr. Barker can notify. You can identify that they're adult. Everybody else just sees skeletons.
I mean, how long do I think they've been there?
They're just bones.
So these are protesters that I've probably heard of that were out before we sealed the doors.
You've grown up. You've lived your entire life in the vault.
Okay.
I mean, this is hundreds of years after the bombs.
I figure being education, historians have said, oh, and, you know, there's rumors of.
Well, yeah, you would know that there were protests after the vaults were sealed for people trying to get into them.
Okay.
Sure.
So I can assume that this is the protest.
Probably.
Okay. Is there anything remarkable on the bodies?
They're just bones. The clothes were gone. There's no other gear. Just signs there.
Okay.
You walk down the exit. When you get to the mouth of the tunnel, there's a real crude wooden gate built over the mouth. The gate's actually closed when you get there.
Before anybody opens the gate, I look to see any marks that the gate's been open recently, like in the dirt.
Make a nose roll.
I'm going to go back. It's
notice or investigation?
I think investigation's for finding facts.
Oh, thank you.
14. Notice.
9.
Okay, you can see, boot prints going towards the gate and coming back from the gate. And you can see that the ones going towards the gate are on top of the ones coming back. The ones coming back are starting to, like, the edges are fading out of them. They're not as defined.
So it's almost like somebody came in. I'm
gonna compare the prints.
You have not gone through the gate yet. You are still on this side of the gate. You're on the vault side of the gate, okay? So you can see that the prints coming from the gate towards the vault are, the edges aren't very defined, they're kind of fading away. You can see a sharper pair of prints going in the direction you're going on top of those walking towards the gate.
Okay, I want to compare the tracks on the new prints to our boots. I'm guessing that's a pretty standard issue.
Sure. Make a roll.
4.
You look at the tread and it's an exact match. You put your boot down next to it and lift it up, and the tread for the most recent set of tracks matches the tread exactly.
Is it my dad's size boot?
It's an adult size boot, sure.
I think
Vic, what were
dad,
you doing going out?
I think your dad came this way, Scott.
Okay. Is the gate locked or just shut?
Just closed.
Let's go.
Can I get back down inside? I'm gonna do a search for caps on the three bodies.
Okay. Make,
caps.
Caps.
Bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
Make a scavenge roll. Sorry. Survival. It's a notice roll. Make a notice roll.
A notice.
Mm-hmm.
7.
You don't find anything.
Alright.
Open the gate. Start going.
Okay. You open the gate. You walk out through the gate. Everybody make a notice roll.
13.
8.
4.
7.
Okay, so you run up as they're going through the gate. Everybody walks outside. Scott says, as you walk outside, you notice, and Scott, you notice, anybody who had a 4 notices that the map on your Pip-Boy that's always been the inside of the vault now changes, and you see the location for the vault on the map. You can see some basic terrain of where you're at. If you copied off the Overseer's map point, you can see the general direction of where the
Megaton
is. Scott, you notice that when you walk out, your Geiger counter does not pick up at all. And then when you think about it, you don't hear anybody else's Geiger counter really clicking away either. Okay?
No rad suit.
When you think to look,
yeah.
Your Geiger counter, normal background radiation.
Every other round.
When you look around, though, the landscape, you see you walk out of the cave, there's a cliff wall behind you. In front of you, you see, dead trees everywhere. The ground is completely dirt. You can see, the remains of a subdivision, and there's like a few houses, maybe. Like maybe one house still standing, but The walls are gone. You know, you can still see floors. You can still see framing joists. Next door, that house might be completely destroyed. Next door to that, there might be part of a wall. Rubble everywhere. And as you're standing there looking, in the distance where you think Megaton is, you can see, off at the horizon, you can see some kind of metal structure sticking out of the ground. Make a notice roll.
That's toward Megaton?
Towards where Megaton would be. Where do you think it is?
9.
8.
13.
7.
Okay, Scott's sharp little eyes, when you look towards where Megaton is, you can see, like, it looks like an airplane sticking out of the ground. You can see, like, the tail and the wings of an airplane.
The airplanes that we studied and saw the pictures in the books.
Yeah. And then you can see the tracks take, like, maybe half a dozen steps in the mud, and then the terrain kind of changes, and you lose them after that. But you can see the tracks head off that way.
Your dad's going that way.
So can I assume that since my pit boy now looks like has the map the overseers did, can I assume that the overseer then either had maps loaded on his or had been outside the vault?
That would be a good assumption, yes. Standing there looking back at the gate, you can see a sign over the top of it that says, Vault-Tec welcomes you to Vault 101, no trespassing.
So the overseer knew that there was no radiation out here. Well, either he sent people out and downloaded their maps, and those people knew, or he was out and he knew firsthand.
Or maybe our Geiger counters don't work.
Maybe our Geiger counters don't work out here.
They've never had to work before, so yeah, we don't know.
Well, they work in the vault.
Because it was registering in the vault when we opened the door.
Well, I have a specialty in knowledge radiation. Can I look around to see other immediate
radiation damage
issues?
Make a nose roll.
Notice or knowledge radiation? Well, it doesn't really
matter. Make a nose roll first. 3. Okay. Make your knowledge radiation check.
7.
From what you've read about radiation and your understanding of what the normal background radiation was before the war, you would think what your Geiger counter's registering is a little bit higher, but along the lines of what you'd see a couple hundred years after the bomb was dropped.
So I tend to believe my pit boy.
Yeah, you think it's right.
I take my suit off.
Okay. Scratch 20 pounds.
I'll take my suit off also, but I will continue to carry my suit.
Okay.
I'm going to leave mine on for a little while longer because I'm cautious.
Okay.
I'm not wearing one.
Let's start walking
toward the Megaton.
That right, direction.
Toward the Megaton. I'll make sure that we close the gate behind us.
Okay.
Who tracks?
Vic,
can you...
Other tracks?
Can you every... Now
all the tracks through the...
You said they ended in mud, though, but at some point...
You're kind of standing in loose soil now, so the tracks are really easy to follow. You can see they're going off straight line towards Megaton, but then it gets, you know, rubble and rock and whatever, and the tracks, they disappear quickly.
Okay, when we get a chance in loose soil, if that ever shows up again like this, we try to track again.
Okay. So you guys start walking towards Megaton. As you walk, you see more and more, the remains of more and more houses. You might travel for 10, 15 minutes, and everybody make a nose roll.
8.
7.
4.
8.
What?
Okay, so as you're walking, Bytor notices there's kind of a dip in the ground where you're walking, and there's a pool of water that's probably... maybe 20 feet across.
Okay, they told us to be careful with water, but I'm going to bring up my... Yeah, I'm going to point out and bring out my Pip-Boy and see if...
As I get close to the water with my arm, Pip-Boy arm, see if the radiation thing starts changing.
Okay, when you walk over to the edge of the water, the radiation detector starts clicking louder.
No, go back. Okay. It's radiated.
Stay away from the water.
Okay.
So, how far around... do we have to go to get...
It's like 20 feet. I mean, it's not going to take any time at all to get around it. It's just a pool of standing water.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, let everybody know, if you see any water, avoid it.
Can you see the bottom?
Yeah. Yeah, it's maybe a foot, 2 foot deep.
Unless a monster jump at us.
Yeah.
Are there tracks around the pump water?
Make a nose roll.
You'd be the best one.
Or a tracking roll.
I'll help those. Oh.
Is there a...
Seven.
Seven. Seven notice help.
You don't see one. Oh.
Helping him notice for tracks.
Okay.
So.
Seven.
Around this pool of water, you see a lot of tracks, actually.
Like,
and the tracks are coming in all different directions.
What?
Human? Animal?
You see a lot of shoe prints. You might notice some animal tracks, too, where it looks like the animal walked up to the edge of the water and then walked away.
So what did they, we were brought up to, they tell us there was nobody left alive out here.
Yep.
So it's another lie.
You were led to believe that it's a radioactive wasteland that you could not survive in.
I step away from
Vic. We should kill the overseer. Oh, wait, sorry.
Oops. That boat sailed.
How far away do we think Megaton is?
Well, from your Pip-Boy and from seeing the structure on the horizon there, you're pretty sure that structure with the plane you see is Megaton.
Oh, and as we're walking...
And as you start walking towards it, you can see that, it's probably maybe a 15, 20-minute walk, which probably takes you about 40 minutes because Mr. Barker's with you.
Right.
Shut up.
And his arthritic hip.
Let's all do the math.
I'm probably faster than you are.
You're both at the same pace, probably.
As we walk, as we're walking on our Pip-Boy map, does it kind of fill out around us, like 20 feet to each side?
Absolutely. You can see that as you walk over the terrain starts becoming more distinct on your map. It fills in automatically everywhere you go.
So it seemed, a 20-foot radius kind of thing, or?
Yeah, about that. Okay. Sure. You get the impression that you could easily use the Pip-Boy to get back to anywhere you've ever been.
And our Vault 101 is labeled on the Pip-Boy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody make a nose roll. This one's sound-based, Deaf Man.
Four.
So what? One.
Four. 11.
Okay, so as you're standing there looking at the pool, Dan says, shh, wait. You hear that? You hear music getting louder.
Music?
You just hear it. You just barely catch the tune, and then you can tell that it's starting to get louder. And the tune sounds like, Yankee Doodle Dandy. From growing up in the vault and listening to all these old propaganda films, you recognize the tune. After about 20, 30 seconds,
is there anywhere to hide?
Everybody but Mr. Barker can hear it. Oh yeah, there's definitely, there's, low walls everywhere, there's burned up houses, you can run and hide into the rubble of a house somewhere.
Okay. What are y'all doing? What are you looking at?
Taking cover.
There's something coming over here. It sounds like it's playing Yankee Doodle Dandy, but we can take it. Go by.
And Yankee,
we'll take it.
Guys, they
could be friends. Let's
Yankee Doodle.
Let's put our weapons away. We don't want to alarm anybody.
Friends have we seen since this all started?
But we just want to talk to people. So let's just put our weapons away. Let's not start something before we have a reason to.
That was a good little tune too. I mean,
you stand here and look innocent.
So
you stand here and look dumb.
Who runs and hides, and who's gonna stand here?
What? Yeah, I'm standing here.
You're standing here.
Stubborn and overconfident that I can take on anything.
Okay.
I'm going to stand here because I want to make friends, new friends, all that here.
Great. Yeah.
Are they coming from the direction of Megaton?
No.
Oh.
I'll move over somewhere and...
So we're still around the pool of water, like they might be coming to the water.
I will hide. I'm cautious. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, you run and hide in the rubble.
Yeah, I'll go with Scott and I'll hide together.
You and Scott hide.
I'll stay out with...
You're Dan standing there... Confident?
With a gun out, yeah.
With a gun out.
I'll stay with Dan.
Bytor, stand next to
I'll
Dan.
I have a gun, but not pointed at anybody yet.
Vic?
I'm taking cover with the purpose of potentially getting a drop on someone.
Okay, you take cover and you start scanning. All right, everybody make a nose roll.
Seven. Four.
Six.
Four.
Six.
Seven.
Okay, so with the success, you see it, we'll say at... 24 for the purposes of you're going to fire something. You can see it at minus 2. So you see it before it's on top of you. If you didn't get a success, then you don't see it yet. But just coming up over the hill, you see a floating robot. You've grown up around robots that kind of run the mindless
the kitchen,
parts of the vault.
The kitchen,
yeah, like
the
kitchen one. Yeah. This one is...
Does it have knives like that one in the kitchen?
No, this one's completely round. It's about this. It's about 2.5 feet across diameter. It's got...
Nobody ever listens to Dr. Ball.
It's got, like, antennas sticking out of it. It's got a giant speaker in its face. Below it, you can see a gun sticking out underneath it.
But it's just a part of it.
Hanging out. Yeah, I mean, there's a gun built into it.
Okay.
Obviously, a muzzle sticking out underneath it. And this is...
And it's playing a tune.
Clearly the source of the tune. And as it gets closer, the music stops, and you hear a man's voice, and it says, my fellow citizens, I am your president, John Eden. And I want you to know that we at the Enclave are working hard for you. I know times are tough, and I appreciate your support in all this. And together, we will restore America back to its former glory. About this time, the bot starts coming up. It's probably within close range now.
And that said that, and it's just like coming towards.
And it's coming towards you, yeah.
Was it, did it sound like it was directed toward us, or was it just...
Outside has little radiation, but it does have a round floating robot. Glad to know politics live on after the apocalypse. Much like cockroaches. Next time, Megaton City. Voicemail us, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RusackGamers. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at RSGROY. Say nice things about us at iTunes. And do whatever goes on over at Google+. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Fallout 3 is copyright 2008 Bethesda Softworks LLC, a ZeniMax Media Company. Deadlands, Hell on Earth, Savage Worlds, and all related original characters, marks, and logos are trademarks of Pinnacle Entertainment Group. All rights reserved and copyright 2012 Pinnacle Entertainment Group.